morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL last night, David Pastrnak recorded his second hat trick of the season, and the Eastern Conference leading Bruins routed the Canadiens 8-1. Also, the Wild beat the Devils 3-2 in a game the league said New Jersey got credit for a goal that shouldn't have counted. In the NBA, the Clippers downed the Mavericks 114-99, and the Nuggets defeated the Wizards 117-104. In women's college basketball, William & Mary topped Hartford 61-44, and UConn crushed Dayton 75-37. In men's college basketball, Stephen F. Austin knocked off number 1 Duke in overtime 85-83, becoming the first non-Atlantic Coast Conference team to beat Duke at home in nearly 20 years. In NBA news, 76ers coach Brett Brown will coach the Australian men's team at next year's Tokyo Olympics. Basketball Australia did not say how long Brown will coach. Australia is one of 7 men's teams to have already qualified for Tokyo. In NFL news, 2-time Pro Bowl right guard Brandon Brooks said pressure of trying to live up to a new $54.2 million contract led to an anxiety attack that forced him out of the Eagles game last Sunday. Brooks has dealt with anxiety for several years, but has started 50 straight games, including the playoffs. In MLB news, the Royals have changed hands from David Glass to an ownership group led by John Sherman, including actor Eric Stonestreet and local businessmen. The purchase of the Royals for approximately $1 billion was approved unanimously by the owners of the other big league clubs at their meeting last Thursday. I'm Jesse King.